The contrast is almost immediate.
Just a short walk from the memorial, shops and cafes are open, traffic is moving, and people are meeting up, working and walking through the city center. In Kyiv today, these two realities exist side by side, the memory of war and everyday city life. Khreshchatyk also has its own history of destruction and rebuilding. Much of the central part of the street was destroyed in 1941 and later rebuilt in a different architectural style. So the Khreshchatyk you see today is not an exact copy of the street that stood here before the Second World War. On the way, look out for Sense, a bookstore and cafe. People come here for Ukrainian books, author talks, lectures, and public discussions. If you have time, step inside or check what is on. Nearby, there is another small detail, the reed mini sculpture, shaped like two bronze check marks from a messaging app. Since the start of the full-scale invasion, this everyday symbol has taken on a different meaning for many Ukrainians. When someone you love is on the front line, under fire, or in occupied territory, seeing that a message has been read can mean they are still in touch. It is a small detail, but it shows how deeply the war has become part of everyday life. Next, we'll walk through the passage towards Ivan Franko Square. As you go, take a moment to notice the facades and decorative details. The passage preserves something of the look and feel of central Kyiv before much of Khreshchatyk was destroyed in 1941. Once you reach Ivan Franko Square, we'll continue.